Bible prophecies are coming true before our very eyes. That's why we like every week to bring what we call a prophecy update. We show you how news and trends in the world seem to be corroborating these centuries-old Bible prophecies. Every now and then, there is significant news about the probability of humans encountering alien life, usually in the form of UFO reports. And while UFO stuff is really out on the fringe, I hope to show you again this morning how it ties in with Bible prophecy. On May 20th, a New Zealand news source posted a story titled, UFO Alarm Sounds Around North Island. Excerpts from the story read like this. There have been an unprecedented number of UFO sightings reported in the North Island over the past 2 months, UFO watchers say. And aliens may even have visited Northland in the past 5 weeks, with one man reporting seeing a UFO land in the region, Susan Hansen, director from UFocus New Zealand Research Network, said. She said, he's a very credible source. He saw an object that had landed and said it was definitely not an aircraft or like anything else he had seen. I've got 30 reports on my desk at the moment from the Upper North Island and Northland from the past couple of weeks that we're yet to process, on top of the many others. It's unprecedented. Researchers we work with in Australia have reported the same things happening there with what we call a UFO flap, an outbreak of UFO sightings there as well, Ms. Hansen said. Fox 29, San Antonio, Texas, on May 22nd, reported dozens of UFO sightings from different parts of the city. Also on May 22nd, a UFO was spotted by a pilot landing a U.S. Airways jet at Philadelphia International Airport. They call themselves ufologists. So you're learning so much this morning. You know what a UFO flap is, and now you know that they're called ufologists. Worldwide UFO sightings are escalating at a phenomenal rate. They're being sighted in major populated areas and cities, witnessed by people in the hundreds, and making international news. Now, why does any of this UFO activity interest us as students of Bible prophecy? Well, according to Christian researcher Don Koenig, and I quote, the scriptures tell us that in the last days, God will allow a great deception to take place. This deception may be one delivered by beings some people call aliens from outer space. It is no coincidence that there is a common pagan theological agreement among those in the occult, those in the New Age movement, and those that believe that we are being visited by aliens from outer space. Now, you know, the Bible specifically warns us that in the last days, demonic deceptions will increase. Almost everything attributed to UFOs can be explained by demonic activity preparing the world for this great end time deception. Author Lynn Cato writes, says, a large part of the available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and the metaphysical. It deals with subjects like mental telepathy, automatic writing, and invisible entities. Many of the UFO reports now being published in the popular press recount alleged incidents that are strikingly similar to demonic possession. For another thing, there are those in the New Age community who speak about the soon and sudden removal from our planet of millions of individuals when aliens make real contact with us. Now, we talk about that weekly. We call it the rapture of the church, but it could be that it would be explained away in that sense. The UFO phenomena is real. Whatever we think about it, it's a real phenomena. We're the only ones who can give an answer for it. We can see, too, how it could be used to explain something like the rapture when it occurs. It is definitely a sign that we are in the last days spoken of by the Bible. Don Koenig went on to say, many today are buying into the deception that there are aliens from other worlds or even dimensions. The deception the world is being indoctrinated with by books, movies, and New Age spirituality teaching is that these are superior beings and that they come from a more highly evolved civilization to help us realize that all are one and all are part of God. These beings really are fallen angels and demons who will bring a great deception to all on the earth who reject God's truth. The huge amount of indoctrination preparing us to accept these alien beings from outer space should tell us that we must be very near the time of that great deception. Every week I remind you that we're not looking for any particular prophecy to be fulfilled, because we believe that Jesus Christ promised to come and resurrect and rapture his church at any moment. We call it the imminent rapture of the church. However, we can see the signs of the times in which we live, and like these authors are saying, with this unprecedented increase in ufology and these reports, how much closer are we to that great deception? And so every week we remind you, if you're not ready for the rapture, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.